Land of Light.
In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Hello and welcome to another interesting edition of our weekly program, Land of Light, on highlights of the life and mission of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. It is said that several centuries before the advent of Islam and the universal mission of the Prophet of Islam, a group of polytheist Arabs had settled in Yathrib or Medina, as it was called after the advent of Islam, in view of the congenial climate of that region, which was favorable for agriculture. In addition, as we said before, there were also Jewish settlers in and around Yathrib who had migrated from Palestine to await the last great prophet foretold in their sacred scriptures. Now accompany us for the rest of the account. An old man asks,
"Do you know Zaid?"
A date vendor says,
"You mean the one who sucks the blood of people like a leech?"
"I badly need him to lend me some money."
"What do you have to give him in return? As a destitute, what hope do you have?"
"I pin my hope in God."
"Your hope is in vain. Zaid neither knows God, nor has he any compassion for fellow human beings. Anyway, I will show you his house from a distance."
The old man set out. He clawed his way across the lane. An hour later, while the date vendor was busy with his job, the old man came back from Zaid's house with a smile on his face that surprised the vendor. Zaid was a rich Jew of Yathrib. He used to lend money to people in return for valuable things they would have to keep with him as pawn. And if any borrower failed to pay back the money in due time, he had to forget about the things he had pawned. This way, Zaid became richer and richer day by day. The date vendor recalled the past with a sigh of sadness.
"For a while I used to sell dates near his house. I had seen many people commuting to Zaid's house, but I did not see anyone coming back happy. The old man's story kept haunting me. The other day, whilst I began pouring the dry dates into the basket, a neighbor said,
'Zaid has sent someone to fetch you.'
I hadn't seen him since what happened to my brother Khaled. I'm surprised."
"Anyway, Zaid wants to see you."
"I pretended not to hear the message as I didn't want to visit Zaid face to face or even hear his voice. I shook my head and he left. I poured the dates into the basket and waited for customers whilst the memories of the past would annoy me. 2 years before, I was not a seller of dates, waiting for hours to sell a handful of dates. I was a trader of fabrics in my shop until the day my brother Khaled came and said,
'I'm planning to go to Syria with the caravan of merchants to bring some commodities to Yathrib.'
I asked, 'With which money?' He answered,
'We will borrow from Zaid.'
He was young, so I didn't disappoint him. He left and came back another day. I asked what had happened. He said,
'I spoke with Zaid. I told him he could provide some capital and I would trade. Then we would share the profit on a 50% basis. But Zaid didn't accept, saying that He wanted something as mortgage for his money.
I asked what he had to give him. He lowered his head. I asked again. He answered,
He wants your shop to be pawned to him.
I insulted him loudly, but he insisted. At first I resisted, but then I gave up and we headed towards Zaid's house. Zaid lent some money to Khaled and said,
If you don't give it back within 6 months, I'll take your brother's fabric shop in return.
Khaled laughed and did what he was told. Then he left for Syria with a trade caravan that set off a few days later. Less than a month later, two travellers came to Yathrib with bad news. They said that the caravan of the merchants of Yathrib had been caught up in a storm and that all of them were killed. No sooner had I come to my senses that Zaid appeared in front of me. He wanted my shop. I told him that the date was not yet due for Khaled to pay back what he had borrowed. But he answered,
Khaled has died. Why should I wait?
I said that I would pay back his debt out of my earnings. But he rejected my suggestion. I beseeched him, but in vain. He got what he wanted, deprived me of my property, and made me a wanderer in lanes.
The memories of the past flashed across the date vendor's mind.
8 months later, Khaled returned saying that the news on the travellers of Yathrib was totally false. I gained a new lease of life when seeing him.
The two brothers went to Zaid's house to get back the shop. Zaid said,
What you brothers are saying is just a story. The die is cast and today is a new day.
It was no use arguing with him. Zaid was stone-hearted and would never change his mind. We returned home and prayed to God to procure our rights from him. Khaled gave up business and began working on a farm, but I bought a basket and began selling dates. The day on which the old man asked for Zaid's house, I recalled Khaled as he too had nothing to give as mortgage. Next day, I saw the old man again in a hurry. I cried out, Where are you going?
I'm going to Zaid to borrow money again.
You said that you're poor. What did you give him in return?
He didn't ask for anything. He gave me the money saying I can pay him back any time.
I didn't notice how he went away, as if I had become blind out of astonishment. Thank you.
The date vendor continued,
I stayed awake till midnight reflecting on the old man's words. The next morning I went on work a little late. Then my neighbor came and told me,
Zaid is waiting for you impatiently.
I was on the horns of a dilemma, should I go to Zaid or not? At last I decided to go out of curiosity. The door was opened and Zaid embraced me with a smile on his face. This angered me as I recalled the bitter events of the past. He took me indoors and brought me a cup of sherbet while sitting before me like a polite child. After a few moments of heavy silence, Zaid said with a feeling of shame,
Forgive me, O brother.
Do you call yourself my brother?
I'm sure you won't be kind to me until you listen to my account.
The Prophet's cousin, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, knocked at the door of Zaid, the Jew, like the other migrants from Mecca. In the days after the Battle of Uhud, the young Imam was penniless and poor. He needed barley so that his wife, the Prophet's immaculate daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, could make bread. The chivalry, honesty and other virtues of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, were a byword for the people of Medina. However, Zaid asked him too for mortgage. The Imam didn't have anything and said he could keep the cloak of his wife as a pawn. At night time, Zaid's wife entered the room where the cloak of the Prophet's daughter was kept. The woman came back, bewildered at the dazzling light inside the room. The curious Zaid got up and went inside the room to see the source of the light. He found light emanating from the cloak of the Prophet's daughter, which was radiating as an effulgent sun. The couple ran outdoors to inform their kindred and fellow Jews of the strange light and to come and see it themselves. On hearing Zaid's account that Imam Ali, peace be upon him, had borrowed some money from him and in return had pawned the cloak of the Prophet's daughter, the whole Jewish community was stunned. They could not believe their eyes that light was emanating from the cloak of Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. This was an irrefutable proof that Hazrat Fatima, peace be upon her, was indeed a lady of paradise, pure and immaculate. And this meant that her father was indeed the Prophet of God. The date vendor said,
A drop of tear rolled down my cheek. So I embraced Zaid and thanked him. He laughed and I left his house. I headed towards Khaled's farm to share this blissful news with him, all the while recalling how the old man had left Zaid's house happily. This meant that Zaid was no longer the stingy, blood-sucking miser. He had indeed changed. Meanwhile, Zaid was speaking calmly, but his sudden change of behavior deprived me of my own calm. Finally, I dared ask him if he believed in the mission of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Zaid stood up as tears rolled down my eyes.
Stand up and from now on resume selling fabrics from your own shop.
I wiped away the tears and saw Zayd extending his hand to give me the key to the shop, which he had confiscated a couple of years back on hearing the false news of my brother's death.
I only request you to forgive me for my negative attitude. I'm a complete changed man now, and now I realize why my Israelite ancestors had migrated to Hejaz from Palestine in search of truth.
Well, dear listeners, that marks the end of this episode. God bless you till we meet again.